Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky, and joining me in the studio from the Hamilton Russell Vineyards in Walker Bay, South Africa, are Anthony Hamilton Russell and his wife, Olive Hamilton Russell. We're talking this week about their Southern Rite line of wines, which consists of a Sauvignon Blanc and a Pinotage. Let's talk about the Sauvignon Blanc first. And it's interesting that you've picked this varietal over the much more popular Steen or Chenin Blanc.
We just had a feel for it and a way of expressing it that was of interest, whereas we didn't feel we could add to what is actually a fairly interesting lineup of Chenin Blancs from the country. And generally, it's a later ripening grape variety. It belongs in a slightly warmer area. But Southern Rite, first and foremost, was founded by me in 1994 as a Pinotage specialist. We wanted to redefine what we believe to be something signature for South Africa.
You said it's an early ripening grape, which totally phases me because I think of it as such a full-bodied grape, and yet it's early ripening.
Yes.
Wow.
It was created, just as a bit of history, in the 20s by Professor Perrault out of crossing Pinot Noir and Cinzo. Cinzo was called Hermitage back then, so Pinot Noir crossed with Hermitage became Pinotage. And he wanted to get this kind of aristocratic flightiness and incredible quality of Pinot Noir tethered to the workhorse reliability of Cinzo, which was our mass-planted grape in South Africa. When you shuffle the genetic deck, surprising things happen. None of us can define ourselves entirely through our parents. Something new emerges, just as Cabernet is a cross of Sauvignon Blanc and Cabernet Franc. And we think of Cabernet as an independent variety. We should think of Pinotage as an independent variety. It is an early ripening grape. It's capable of a degree of delicacy, but it does have deep color and a thick skin. So expect a substantial wine from it, but not necessarily an overripe, floppy, kind of dramatic wine.
So, Olive, I have to ask you, what would you match with food and Pinotage?
Pinotage, especially at a young age, has lovely, prominent tannins, not too hard, but fairly prominent, which can handle a bit of grilling on meats, particularly a black pepper sauce or red pepper sauce or a sauce with a touch of chili. Any grilled meat and the Pinotage chilled down just a touch makes for a great barbecue wine.
Conservation is a part of this label, correct?
Very much so. We picked the symbol to link the property with the maritime influence of the cold Walker Bay. That's a major international breeding sanctuary for southern right whales. And we borrowed that name and that imagery, but we didn't pay for it. So we felt just almost morally and duty-bound to put something back into whale conservation. They're doing well. There were 6,000 individuals worldwide when we started in 94. They're now over 12,000, and the population's growing beautifully.
What I notice about your wines more than anything else is they're very well balanced. They're not excessive. They have more than enough fruit and more than enough acid or slash tannins to balance them out. And I think this is where wine is headed. We all want to be able to drink wine with dinner and not fall asleep. And it's really nice that this is the direction of the industry.
We're not unique in a South African context. I think probably as a category outside of France, which I'm just deeply in love with for wines, South Africa is one of the most exciting, and I'd recommend shopping around less at the low end and more at the top end. The values are truly extraordinary. We've had major wine writers from the US, the UK, and Europe say that it, to them, is one of the most exciting wine areas at the moment worldwide.
Well, thank you both so much for coming by. It's been a real pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Cheers.